MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Katrina Vandenhove, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine and a columnist at The Washington Post. London reporting. President Macron. Ukraine peace deal will not survive without U.S. backup. London reporting. Prime Minister Starmer. Putin has a weak hand in negotiations. London reporting. Boris Johnson, former prime minister, calls for a 3% defense spending in Britain. There are quotes from Germany. You know the election is now decided and the CDU will form a coalition, we believe, with the socialists. That would be Friedrich Merz and a new leader of the SPD. However, Mr. Merz has indicated that the German military is not going to participate in a guarantor of Ukraine's security on the other side of a ceasefire. In the meantime, France and Britain, Mr. Starmer and Mr. Macron, have indicated that they'd be willing to put in a non-NATO guarantor on the ground if the U.S. air power backs them up. Katrina, that's enough confusion. The EU, the NATO, the Ukraine. The headline that captured my attention in the last 24 hours was Mr. Zelensky saying he would resign if you guarantee NATO. Mr. Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, said that is not realistic. Your measure of all this to-ing and fro-ing in these comments, are they building towards something or is this chaos? Good evening to you.
Thank you. Well, it's better than a frozen Cold War, which this country lived with under Biden. I think it's really a measure of how little is understood about diplomacy in these days. Biden and Putin, it appears, did not exchange a word in 3 years. And that meant that every department involved in opening trade or agriculture deals was frozen. Now, you can argue the war was an international act of aggression, violating international law, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But in the old Cold Wars, not to be nostalgic, the nuclear agreements continued. Other agency jaw-to-jaw continued. I think what you're seeing in Europe is a measure of how inchoate Europe's politics and international relations have been and dependent on the United States. And now you have the leaders of the old Europe, Germany, France, the UK, saying we need more protection from the United States than almost from Russia. I mean, it's a panic. And so I think it is good that there is motion, and these things take time to settle. But there is clearly a path now to God knows what, but a ceasefire, frozen conflict. I think Hegseth, who's, of course, not my fave or a model war secretary, has put down the line that has not been put down for many, many years, which is no NATO. And those who study NATO understand that the Ukraine, as it's currently constituted, and the civil war that plagued its country, couldn't join NATO. But anyway, there's the EU. There's the possibility of troops from various countries monitored by UN peacekeepers. Third world, not, you know, rising south countries playing a role. But amidst it all, there is some motion towards some outcome that is other than leading to a demographic crisis in Ukraine. I read the other day that 10% or 15% of the population since 2022 is gone. Just whether it's through military, fleeing, maiming, it's a terrible tragedy for Ukraine. And I think, as you said, John, what's happened now is we've put our focus on two men, demonizing Putin, maybe rightly so, I don't think it's productive, and heroizing Zelensky. And I don't think that's the reality of his position inside a country where you still do have neo-Nazis in strong positions, but you also have, you know, others contesting for the role he has not held an election to win again because of martial law. So I think he's fighting for his life
for his country. 80 years since 1945, 80 years of Europe depending upon the U.S. to defend itself. The question is Europe ready? It's a child going out into the world, and it has to come forward. Since last we talked, there have been two emergency meetings in Paris, one hybrid, one face-to-face. Neither produced a result that you can hold on to about a European defense force. What are they waiting for? Do they think we're not serious about backing away?
I think that they're dealing largely with the crises within their own borders. Certainly in Germany, John, many are breathing less heavily because the socialist and CDU conservative parties may well form a coalition. But you look at those maps, that is the most clearly divided east-west map in Germany since the end of the Cold War and the division that marked Germany for years. And I think the left, the Die Linke party, did better than anyone expected. We'll have 64 seats in the Bundestag, and that has to be paid attention to. But I don't think the extreme center, so to speak, the extreme center holds well in these kinds of circumstances. I don't think, and I heard Ambassador Freeman and various professors on the Zoom call on the weekend, especially Nikolai Petro, very wise professor about Ukraine. I think the turmoil will continue inside Ukraine because the civil war which preceded the Russian war. And I think we're seeing that in Zelensky's panic. But Europe, you can't have a stable Europe with the way Russia's being treated and dealt with. I'm not saying it should be, you know, treated like a lily flower, but it has to be part of nuclear agreements, of other international agreements, if Trump maintains international engagement. But it's very self-destructive on the part of Europe, it seems to me, that it can't deal with its own crises, so it's going to foment others to kind of distract.
I stay with Ukraine only because I'm always drawn to the NATO component, but Ukraine has to be solved first. I checked the battlefield this morning. The battlefield consists of incomplete territory. Luhansk and Donetsk are largely dominated by Russian forces, but not Kherson, not Zaporizhia. And those are two oblasts that Russia is demanding be part of the package of Novorossiya. That sounds like an intractable matter. Do you believe Russia's flexible about the
I believe there are ways to negotiate this deal. I mean, it's become such a transactional deal. We haven't even talked about all the minerals, by the way, which most are in the east, the Russian-speaking territories.
Right.
But it's become a transactional deal, and in that transactional deal is the possibility of seeing frozen lands or monitored by outside countries. But I do think there'll have to be some real negotiation. And the balance, as you know, the scale on the thumb on the scale in this country is very much pro-Ukrainian, which is what, you know, the Democrats and but not allied with pro-diplomacy until we've seen some breakout now. But I do think there has to be some treatment of Ukraine. And we talked about this the other day. There's panic that Ukraine isn't included in the first meeting or discussions. There will be others. You can't, as Trump swore he would, solve this in a day. It's a process which might lead to a summit, by the way, if their working process is moving. But at the moment, it's tangled, it's scrambled for obvious reasons. Europe threatened by the United States, it seems, as much as Ukraine, as Russia. And who's going to provide the men on the ground, the men and women, the boots on the ground? It sounds to me like Macron put in some swaggering words about the Foreign Legion on the ground, but that's not going to happen. And Germany's not going to send any. I mean, they're dealing with an economy and a politics and a social culture that is very complicated, just apart from Ukraine.
Katrina Vandenhove, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, a columnist of The Washington Post. I'm John Batchelor.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.